With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says he's directing Attorney General Pam Bondi to head a task force aimed at rooting out anti-Christian bias.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible, the IRS, the FBI, terrible, and other agencies.
Trump advocated at the National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol for Americans to bring God back into their lives and said his relationship with religion changed after a pair of failed assassination attempts last year. Linda McMahon's nomination to serve as President Trump's education secretary goes before a Senate committee next week.
McMahon previously served as head of the Small Business Administration during Donald Trump's first term. She's likely to face attacks from Democrats over her qualifications in education, as well as a lawsuit from her time leading World Wrestling Entertainment. It all comes even as President Trump signals he would like to abolish the Department of Education. He says if McMahon is confirmed, one of her main tasks would be to, quote, put herself out of a job. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal judge has blocked President Trump's plan to push out federal employees by offering them financial incentives. The decision Thursday comes hours before the midnight deadline for workers to apply for the program. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. in Boston sided with several labor unions that had requested a temporary restraining order against the plan, orchestrated by Trump advisor Elon Musk. The Republican president is trying to downsize and reshape the federal workforce. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points, the NASDAQ rose 99, the S&P advanced 22. This is SRN News. Religious freedom activists have a message for Washington. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
They are calling on President Trump and the new Congress to include protection of conscience among their foreign policy goals. The International Religious Freedom Summit concluded in the nation's capital this week with the hope that the new administration will use its influence to try and curb the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities around the world, a crisis that is worse now than at any time in recent memory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023 has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Mufid Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside Temple Israel of Albany. The Iraqi-born man was shouting "Free Palestine" when officers arrested him and later told investigators he felt affected. This is SRN News. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling, both the S&P and NASDAQ indexes showing advances. More on the market's trading day from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed close as fashion and cigarette stocks rose while chipmakers and other companies fell. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 125 points. It's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.5%. Tapestry, Ralph Lauren, and Philip Morris International all rose after reporting their latest results. Ford and Qualcomm fell. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market ahead of Friday's report on U.S. jobs. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.44%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.